Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Twitter has totally exploded the minds of liberals. They're angry. They're furious. They're saying they're going to boycott Twitter, just like they claim they were going to move to Canada if Donald Trump won the election. Donald Trump won the election. They didn't move. And now Democrats are actually coming out and saying it's time to rein in big tech, because they're angry that big tech may actually let the president of the United States of America back on their platform. Now, Donald Trump has already said that he's going to stay on his own platform, that he's not going to go back on Twitter. Doesn't matter, right? Because this is the big boogeyman freak out moment. Quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button. Share our podcast with your family and friends as well. Share this link on social media. Help us grow. And please write us a 5-star review. Now, there are several takeaways from Twitter that you need to understand. Let's start with Elon Musk and his tweet. He said, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy." I agree with that statement. I think most of you listening would as well, that free speech is, in fact, the bedrock of a functioning democracy. This is exactly why Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter, because he saw what was happening. Babylon Bee, which is a site that really it made all this happen, and the loss of power of the elites on the left that wanted to destroy and silence every conservative on Twitter and silence stories on Twitter. The stories like Hunter Biden's laptop. It was the Babylon Bee that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. The Babylon Bee was a satirical site, conservative, even some would describe as a Christian site, okay? A conservative Christian site that made funny headlines. And they decided to make a transgendered woman Man of the Year, mocking how Time Magazine had made that Biden administration official Woman of the Year, even though it was a dude. He was a dude for decades and decades, 40-plus years, and all of a sudden decides he wants to become a chick. So they put this up there. Well, they said that went against the guidelines of Twitter and hate speech and harassment and everything else. So they got rid of the Babylon Bee. Now, without that happening, Elon Musk probably would not have actually bought Twitter, which is pretty crazy if you think about it. And the reason why Elon Musk got involved is he liked the Babylon Bee and he thought, wow, this is really extreme. It's an unbelievably extreme to think that you can silence people like the Babylon Bee, for example, because of them doing something that's hilarious. They did something that was funny. It was humorous. Now, it was also proving a point about how ridiculous people have become when they start giving rewards for Woman of the Year to an actual dude. But think about the things that also could get you banned from Twitter. I tweeted many of them over the last 24 hours just to prove a point of what freedom of speech actually looks like. One of those things that will get you banned is if you talked about ivermectin, if you even tweeted the word ivermectin or ivermectin works, like things like that. Game over instantly, right? Done. Can't say that, can't do that, can't talk about it. This is something you're not allowed to do. In a discussion, no. Not allowed, absolutely not, no. All right, so that happens. You can tweet that now because Elon Musk owns Twitter and not the crazies. You couldn't tweet that there's only two genders without people coming after you, right? That was another problem. You're not allowed to say that there are only two genders. Now you can tweet that. These are basic things. You can't tweet out, or you couldn't tweet out, that only women can have babies. They would actually ban you for tweeting that out as well. These are just some of the things that would happen, right? These are some of the things that would take place that people said that you couldn't say, things that you couldn't do. And it's incredibly frustrating to witness this and to see this happen in real time. Now, there was also an incredible amount of shadow banning that was going on, right? Shadow banning is where a guy like me can't, no one sees my tweets anymore. So if I tweet it, it's just like, you know, big tree falls in the forest. No one's around. Did it make a sound? In fact, in the last 24 hours, I picked up more Twitter followers than I have in the last 2 years combined. Now, all this started about 5 years ago when Democrats at Twitter realized they could actually silence and shut people up. And that's exactly what they decided to do. They decided to silence and shut people down, shut them up, and either cancel their accounts or they would just make it where your accounts, you couldn't find them. Like if you went to Twitter 2 days ago and tried to put in Ben Ferguson, you had to scroll to find my account. It wouldn't even auto-populate it because they didn't want you to be able to find me. And I'm not the only one, right? I'm not special. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of other conservatives. And then they banned stories. They banned the New York Times the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, saying you couldn't share it, right? Banned their account. Wouldn't allow the biggest newspaper in America to even share it. And that's not freedom of speech. And so Elon Musk said, all right, I got to buy this thing. And it was the Babylon Bee. Again, this is the funniest part of this whole entire thing is it was actually the Babylon Bee that made this happen. They were the straw that broke the camel's back. It was Babylon Bee, folks. A satirical site that woke up and finally made someone like Elon Musk go, this is flat out wrong. Wow, this is totally going against our freedom and our democracy and what we believe in and what I believe in free speech. So you go back to his actual statement. And his statement was very clear. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. And Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. Now he's also making this statement not just about America. He's making this about the world. And I want you to think about it. The Ayatollah of Iran has a Twitter account. Vladimir Putin has a Twitter account. Donald Trump doesn't. Venezuela, leader in that country, has a Twitter account. China and their leaders have Twitter accounts. They allow people around the world that kill people on a daily basis, imprison people, human trafficking, sex trafficking, child labor, genocide to have Twitter accounts. But Donald Trump can't. Elon Musk understood this is a threat to free speech because free speech is a bedrock of a functioning democracy. Musk also said, I also want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the products with new features, making the algorithms open source so you know how the algorithms work. Not that so that you can't pick winners and losers behind the scenes. Because he says, I want to increase trust. That's important. He also said he wants to defeat the spam bots. Now, this is very significant. Let me explain why. Many times liberals will get people together, okay? Liberals will get people together and they'll use bots to turn a fake controversy into something that starts to trend. Also, many liberals out there have fake followers. They get prominence on social media. They seem important on social media because of how many followers they have. And now what we've been seeing over the last 24 hours is a lot of liberal Democrats are losing tens of thousands and some are losing hundreds of thousands of followers. Now, why are they losing all these followers? It's very simple. They're losing these followers because they're fake. They were never real. And what he's saying is, I'm going to authenticate people and make sure that you're a real human being. I'm not going to allow for fake controversies, right, to pop up or for people to ruin people's lives using fake accounts. You're going to be validated. You're going to either be real or you're not going to be real. It's going to be one or the other. You're not going to be, we're not going to allow for all this fake crap to happen on my platform anymore, which again is absolutely amazing. It's exactly what should happen. I think this is unbelievable. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to happen. And it's an important thing, I would also say, to happen. I think it's very important that you have honesty and that you have transparency in all of this. I think it's important that people understand that when you are out there on Twitter and you're fighting these fights and these wars, that at least you're not being silenced by an algorithm. Now, liberals are freaking out right now over this, and I'm going to play one of them for you at MSNBC. This is a host at MSNBC that is literally describing what Twitter has been doing all along to conservatives. I mean, there's truly nothing funnier than watching an MSNBC host ranting about what Elon Musk, quote, could do to Twitter and actually giving the perfect description of how Twitter has actually operated for the last 5 years since Donald Trump was running for president. Because everything you're about to hear from this MSNBC host is literally what Twitter has done to conservatives and people they don't like. Listen.
If you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
That's exactly what Elon Musk is. But everything that the Democrat just described as a terror, as a worry, is exactly what Twitter had been doing to conservatives like myself.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Now, there were some conservatives that decided, I'm not playing on this Twitter platform anymore. And some of those conservatives, like Tucker Carlson, for example, and a good friend of mine, Mark Levin, said, we have a big enough platform, thank goodness, that we don't have to play on your platform to reach our audience. And they decided to boycott Twitter because of what they were doing to people that were much smaller than them, right? What they were doing to smaller conservatives that were trying to grow and reach more people. And they're now back on the platform. And the reason why they're back on the platform is very, 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 very clear, right? The reason why they're on the platform now is because they're like, okay, it's a free speech platform. It's now fair again for both sides to be able to give their viewpoints. The game is no longer rigged. Why do you think the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, is freaking out about Elon Musk taking over Twitter? Why do you think that so many Democrats are now saying that they want to rein in, as they put it, big tech? It's because now they don't control these people anymore. They don't get to control the content. They don't get to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story anymore. They don't get to send emails to people that work at Twitter saying, silence this candidate, silence this Republican, silence this talk shows, which they've been doing. And I hope that Elon Musk will expose all of that. But listen to the White House when asked about Elon Musk and Twitter takeover.
Just a quick one on the breaking news, Twitter agreeing to let Elon Musk go through this purchase. Do you have a response to that? And does the White House have any concern that this new agreement might have President Trump back on the platform?
Well, I'm not going to comment on a specific.
By the way, I love this. Like, and does the White House have any concern about possibly letting Donald Trump back on the platform? Why would the White House have concern about a former president being on the platform unless they want to silence conservatives? You get my point, right? This should be none of their concern. The president of the United States of America, former president, should be able to be on all social media platforms. He shouldn't be banned from any of them. I'll go back and quote Elon Musk's very first statement, very first line. Quote, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy. And Twitter is a digital town hall square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. So the White House, if they truly believed in free speech, which they don't, would have said, we love Donald Trump coming back on. We disagree with him, but we think that we are the greatest country in the world, and we believe that freedom of speech is important, and we believe that freedom of speech is vital to this country and the exchange of ideas. Like, if you believe in freedom and democracy, that's what the White House is supposed to believe in, no matter who's the president. Clearly, that's changed in this country. That's what you would say. But listen to Jen Psaki.
Transaction. What I can tell you as a general matter, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause. He has been a strong supporter of fundamental reforms to achieve that goal, including reforms to Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency, and more. And he's encouraged that there's bipartisan interest in Congress.
Whoa! So let's get this straight. As soon as the rigged game stops working in your favor, now Democrats are coming out in the White House saying we need to rein in big tech. When big tech was blocking everyone, right? When big tech was silencing everyone that was your political opponent, when you could send an email to get people silenced, you had no problem with it. But now, because you don't control Twitter anymore, and Twitter very well may expose how corrupt the Democratic Party is, the White House is, other Democrats who are clearly trying to hurt people's lives, destroy people's lives, destroy their life's work, shut them up and silence them at all costs. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, yep, we probably need to rein in big tech. That was a quick 180, wasn't it, for this White House? I mean, even for this White House, that was a quick 180. This White House is terrified of what's going to happen now that the game is not rigged. Look at the last election. And there's new breaking news also on Google. And we're going to talk about that in a moment, because now Google's in trouble because there's a new study that's come out showing that Republican candidate and GOP and conservative fundraising emails are going to your spam account on Gmail, and they're sending them to spam over 80% of the time. Whereas with Democrats who are trying to raise money for their campaigns, candidates, and causes, it goes to a spam account about 8% of the time. If you got a Gmail account, you might want to pay attention and stop using them, because they are purposely making sure that there are certain emails that are conservative in nature that you never see that go to your spam account. They block them and mark them as spam, and that could be costing conservative candidates an insane amount of money. When I say, by the way, an insane amount of money, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in fundraising that may have disappeared because the emails disappeared because of Google. Now, I'm curious, is the White House press secretary going to, quote, rein that in, right? Is the White House press secretary going to really look at that and go, yep, we need to rein that in? Of course not. She's not going to rein that in. Why would you? There's no reason to rein that in. If you rein that in, all that would do is hurt you, because the game is rigged. It's rigged against you, which brings me to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson last night, and this was hysterical, he said, we have insider video of what's happening right now at the Twitter headquarters. And then he showed a video with music, sad music, of all the people at the Clinton campaign headquarters on November the 8th, 2016, when they realized that Hillary Clinton was losing the presidency to Donald Trump, crying, looking in dismay, hugging and crying, and boo-hooing. And then he came back on the screen. He's like, oh, whoops, our bad, wrong video. And his point was, this is, if you are at Twitter losing your mind, which we're seeing that they are, the people that work there are losing their minds, and they're so afraid, by the way, Twitter is so afraid that people within the company are going to go rogue, that they've now had to set up protections to make sure that people don't go rogue inside of Twitter. Twitter has now locked their source code to stop their own employees from unauthorized changes because Elon Musk bought the company. Literally just hours after the $44 billion bid from Tesla CEO Musk was accepted by the Twitter shareholders, the social media company was forced to lock changes to its source code to prevent enraged leftists inside of their own company from making regulatory unauthorized changes to the platform. According to Bloomberg, which cited unnamed sources, multiple sources, the step was taken to ensure that disgruntled employees did not take their wrath out on the social media platform. Quote, Twitter imposed the temporary ban to keep employees who may be miffed about the deal from going rogue, according to some of the top people in Twitter that leaked this. Many of the company's employees have been agitated about the idea of Musk taking charge and what changes may come. Twitter will not allow updates to the platform unless they are business critical. Any such changes will have to be approved by the vice president of the company. The company is now a private entity, totally under the control of Musk. There is reportedly no longer a board of directors. So Twitter's source code is locked down to make it harder for employees to make unauthorized changes to the platform because there's so many liberal whack jobs working there they couldn't take the risk. Literally, they say Twitter employees are having actual breakdowns. So let's go to Tucker Carlson. He comes out of that video saying, oh, just kidding. Wait, that was the Clinton campaign headquarters in 2016 where everybody was crying, not the Twitter headquarters. He's obviously saying one and the same, right? And then he has this to say about Twitter.
Sorry, wrong tape. But the very same idea. What you just saw was the collective grief of people who thought they were going to be fully in charge, who totally believed they'd be able to rule without limit. You're watching those people learn that actually other people get to talk too. And that realization is crushing to them. It's the one thing they fear. And that tells you everything about why those people should never be near power. People who want a monopoly on speech and thought hate Elon Musk. Not because he's a racist. He's not. But because they can't control him. They hate him because he persists in saying things like this.
Why make that offer?
Oh, so, well, I think it's very important for there to be an inclusive arena for free speech. My strong intuitive sense is that having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization.
But you've described yourself.
I don't care about the economics at all.
So free speech is extremely important to civilization. Are you triggered by that? It's often hard to know who's on what side. So much lying. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Well, here's a very clear, simple, and unerring test. Who are the tyrants? They're anyone who is bothered by the idea that other people might get to talk. That is an unfailing test. It's 100% accurate. Would you allow people who disagree with you to talk? If you wouldn't, you were a tyrant. And tonight, the tyrants are grieving. In Congress, Democrats made a last-ditch bid to use their power to intimidate Elon Musk into backing off. Congresswoman Catherine Clark of Connecticut wrote this, quote, if they can afford to buy Twitter, they can afford to pay their fair share in taxes. Retweet if you're ready to support Joe Biden's billionaire minimum income tax, exclamation point. But it's funny, didn't National Review write a bunch of pieces the other day saying it was wrong for Ron DeSantis to use his power in Florida to punish a company? I wonder if there's apps upset about this. All of a sudden, Democrats are calling for any kind of higher taxes on the big companies that fund their campaigns. Why? Because here's one that may not fund their campaigns. Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman wrote this. If you can buy a major social media platform, you can pay your fair share in taxes. Tax the rich.
Now, notice this is all now about, okay, how do we hurt Elon Musk? How do we make Elon Musk pay? How do we turn this venture into a failure for him so that he realizes that he is the worst person in the world? That's what they're describing right here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No, you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com.
promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
You got to understand something about this idea that we should punish Elon Musk for buying Twitter. Elon Musk said in one of his interviews before he bought Twitter, this isn't about making money off Twitter. This is about protecting free speech. Do I think that Elon Musk can make money off Twitter? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. But he's not worried about it because he's more worried about free speech. That's what seems to matter to him. You know, Maggie Haberman, trying to Jedi mind trick you on CNN, actually said that Twitter did Trump a favor by banning him and actually hurt the Democrats, she says. So they're saying, fine, bring him back. Like they're trying to act like this ban of Donald Trump was somehow a bad thing for Democrats and they did Trump a favor. It was a good thing for Twitter. Limiting free speech is actually good for the Republicans. That's what they want you to believe now.
Maggie, I want to ask you about Twitter, if we can. Elon Musk buying Twitter for the low, low price of $44 billion. What does this mean for the former president, Donald Trump, who's put a lot of money into this whole new social media platform? Will he go back to Twitter?
So a couple things. I don't actually know how much money he has put into that other social media platform. I think somebody has put some money into it, and it is very problem-plagued, and we have all written about this. So problem-plagued that he has barely touched it. I think he's posted on it once. He said yesterday that, or his people put out yesterday, that he's not going to go back on Twitter, even with Elon Musk buying it. Let's see whether that holds true in a couple of months. I think it's very hard for him. He has to say that because otherwise it craters that deal, from what the social media deal of his own, from which he stands to make money. That thing's not going well. I tend to assume what he wants is to be back on Twitter. But look, I think that when you look at it politically, Republicans and Democrats will both tell you that Twitter did Donald Trump a favor and actually hurt Democrats by taking him off Twitter.
I love this, right? Like, this is the Jedi mind trick crap that Democrats do, and they think, and I guess on CNN, they actually believe that their audience is stupid. Like, they did him a favor. So all you Republicans that have been shadow banned and banned, you actually owe us a big thank you, because we're the ones that have saved you from yourselves by banning you. So you're welcome, right? You're welcome. This is now their new response. Well, we did you a favor, and now you're going to have to go sit in your own cesspool, and you're going to ruin your lives because we were actually protecting you no longer. And then other Democrats are like, well, we're out. Which brings me back to Tucker Carlson's point. Same point I've been saying for months. They're angry because they've lost control. Yeah, they definitely want to hurt Elon Musk now, and he's now public enemy number one, and they're going to want to rein him in. They're going to want to rein in big tech, and not really big tech. They don't want to rein in Google for putting all Republican emails into spam, right? While all the Democrats make it into your inbox. No, that they don't want to rein them in. They don't want to rein in Facebook for doing exactly what Twitter has been doing to conservatives as well. No, they just now want to rein in Twitter because Twitter is actually going to let everyone play fairly on their platform. And that is why they are losing their minds.
Haven't heard that from the left in a while. Why are they so mad? Because their monopoly on speech and information, the ability to control what you believe, has been broken. So once again, they're resorting to force to get you to shut up. This is not an attack on Elon Musk. They're not going to tax him into poverty. He's the world's richest man. This is an attack on you and your right to speak freely, to express your conscience in public. But for once, it's not working. And the media are infuriated. They're profoundly threatened by a free internet. And so they're panicked. Watch.
Elon Musk is the new power at the social media giant, and he is foaming the runways for the return of the trolls.
This is happening in the background of Elon Musk saying, basically, I want to buy Twitter so I can open it up and turn it into Gab and let Donald Trump back. So there are real consequences to allowing anybody to run these internet sites and say whatever it is they want.
And Elon Musk is the fox coming into the hen house, and it is shameful that Twitter, which has a fiduciary obligation, I would think, to protect people who actually use it, the millions of people who actually use it. Did they ask a single woman? A single woman? Was a single woman consulted in this? Was a single person of color who just uses Twitter, who made the mistake of using Twitter and needs it for their job?
But by the way, I love this. I love the crazies there. I really do. I love this last part. They have a fiduciary duty to protect their the people that use their platform. They didn't talk to any women of color. So now Twitter is racist overnight. Does that mean that Twitter's board is racist? The board that allowed for the sale? And remember, the fiduciary duty isn't to the users. The fiduciary duty is to the investors, you dumb idiot. Right? Did they discuss it with a single person of color? No, they did not. So the same Twitter board that you loved, you now hate because they did what they were legally obligated to do, which was to act in the best interest of the shareholders. Again, get your head around that, folks. Get your head around this. That's why they're losing their minds. Because they cannot control Twitter anymore. This is only about control. And why are they afraid? Go back to Elon Musk's original statement. Quote, free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is a digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. They don't like that the game is no longer rigged against them. They don't like that the next time a shady issue comes out, right? A shady, shady, shady issue comes out. They don't like that they can't control those issues and they can't block those articles and they can't silence those stories. They don't like the fact that now they can't block Donald Trump and other conservatives from their platform. They can't stand it, folks. They hate it. They are angry. They have been angry for a long time. And now what they're going to do is they're going to go back to the drawing board and go, okay, let's rein in Twitter. Not big tech, just Twitter. They're not going to rein in. And again, this big story, and we're going to keep covering it for you, is going to be the story about Google and what we have found out about Google. You look at what's happened with Google right now and what Google has been busted with. No one wants to talk about it, but Google has been busted now. Deciding what gets into your inbox and what doesn't. You know, there's a big article that came out today. And if Twitter was still controlled by these scumbags on the left, I bet you this is the next story they would have banned. There's a new story out today that said Joe Biden is missing millions. Financial records now reveal that Biden had 5.2 million in unexplained income as emails show he paid Hunter's legal bills for one megabucks Chinese deal and was tapped as the big guy to get 10% cut in another. Emails from Hunter's laptop are now revealing that Joe Biden agreed to pay his son's legal fees for his deal with a Chinese government-controlled company. Why? Joe was able to pay the bills after earning millions of dollars through his and his wife's companies after he left office as vice president. But a new analysis has come out of the president's financial records show that $5.2 million in income is actually unexplained. The missing millions and emails on Hunter's abandoned laptop actually suggest that Joe would have a 10% share in Hunter's blockbuster deal with the Chinese. The revelation ties the president even closer to Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings, despite the White House continuing to claim that they never talked about business. Joe Biden agreed to pay his son's legal fees. Why? Why would he pay those legal fees with a deal with a Chinese government-controlled company? I have a feeling it's because he didn't even think he was going to run for president then. I think he thought his career's over. He had left office. Trump was the president. He wasn't going to run. And so he said, screw it. I'm in bed with my son and all this shadiness. Sure, I'll pay the legal fees. Why? Because he's making me millions of dollars. I got $5+ million in unexplained money coming in. These are the types of articles, by the way, that Twitter bans. And if they don't outright ban them, they shadow ban them. It is obvious that Twitter had a hit list. And once you were on that list, you were never off that list. Once I got on that list, my entire Twitter reach disappeared. It literally was non-existent. The reach that I had was gone, folks, gone. They designed it that way. They don't want people like me or others to be influential. The reach of people like Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson, they saw their reach disappear as well. And when they saw their reach disappear, they were big enough they could say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to use your platform. Now they're back because free speech is back. And don't think for a moment that the Democrats in Congress aren't going to try to settle this bet with Elon Musk. They are going to try to destroy Elon Musk. They are going to try to regulate Elon Musk. They're going to do it under the disguise of transparency and oversight of big tech. It's not about oversight of big tech. They are going to have a different set of rules for Elon Musk than they do for everybody else in big tech. They love Mark Zuckerberg because Zuckerberg gave millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to influence the last election. They're not going to rein him in. Just the people they don't like. And the person they hate right now is a guy by the name of Elon Musk. And that's another reason why you should stand behind him and celebrate this. I will be using Twitter. As long as Elon Musk stays true to his promise of a free speech platform, I will use it every day. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Share our podcast with your family and friends as well. Share this link on social media. Help us grow. And please write us a 5-star review. It helps us on the podcast chart so more people find the show. And I'll say thank you in advance to all of you that have written a review. And if you haven't, if you'd please help us, we'd appreciate it. We'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.